he shoots, he scores! And so could you. Want to win a pair of tickets to see the Brooklyn Nets play the Chicago Bulls on November 30th at the Barclays Center? Leave a review on iTunes between November 3rd through November 9th for our 6 weeks to fitness podcast, and you could be one of 5 lucky winners randomly chosen.
Hi, I'm Vince Ferguson, resident of Body Sculpt of New York. Welcome to 6 Weeks to Fitness, episode number 16, where we hope to inform, motivate, encourage, and inspire you towards living a healthier lifestyle. Thank you so much for tuning in. Now, if you know of anyone in need of personal training, group fitness instruction, or nutrition counseling, please contact me at vince@6weeks.com or call 718-346-5852. Now, in this episode, I will be joined by Pamela Samuels Young as she discusses her latest book, Kinky Coily. This is a very informative and eye-opening episode for any woman looking to embrace her natural hair. You must listen to Pamela speak about the many benefits of going natural, as opposed to the health risk the chemicals has caused in her life and in the lives of many other women. You don't want to miss this episode. Now remember the words of Mahatma Gandhi, who said, "Live as if you were to die tomorrow. Learn as if you were to live forever." And now that's worth thinking about. Welcome back to 6 Weeks to Fitness. Pamela Samuels Young is a practicing attorney, NAACP Image Award winning author, speaker, and natural hair enthusiast. A graduate of UC Berkeley's School of Law, Pamela has a bachelor's degree in journalism from USC and a master's degree in broadcasting from Northwestern University's Medill School of Journalism. A former journalist, Pamela is dedicated to helping empower women to discover the true beauty of their kinky coils. In her book, Kinky Coily, A Natural Hair Resource Guide, Pamela chronicles her natural hair journey and shows other women how to chart their own course. I am pleased to welcome Pamela Samuels Young to the program. Hi, Pamela. How are you?
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on. You have a lot to talk about today. But before we talk about your book, Kinky Coily, let's talk about you for a moment. What led you down the path to becoming an attorney, and what kind of law do you practice?
I practice employment law, and I am an in-house attorney for Toyota. I practice employment law with a couple of private firms before going in-house. Law school was a second career for me. I was primarily a journalist, and I'd always wanted to go to law school and didn't really have the confidence to go right after college, but I think I celebrated my 30th birthday my first year of law school. So I tell people, if you have dreams, go for it. Don't let age stop you, and don't let fear stop you.
Never too late to start a new career, you know, as long as you follow your passion, right?
Absolutely.
Now, in addition to being a personal trainer myself and running a fitness organization, I work with attorneys on a part-time basis, and I know how much reading and writing is involved, but they're usually writing briefs or something of that nature. Now, how does a practicing attorney find time to write books?
You know, I love reading mysteries, and somewhere along the line, I was reading a John Grisham book and really became frustrated because I never saw anybody in those books, those mysteries I was reading, who looked like me, and I decided to create my own characters and developed I have 6 novels. The last one is Anybody's Daughter, which won the NAACP award in 2014, this year. And I really just wanted to see more diversity in legal fiction, and that led me to get up one day and write. And in the process, I discovered my passion.
Wow, that's great. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you which book won you the NAACP Image Award. So, give me a list of some of the other books that you've written.
My first book was Every Reasonable Doubt. Then came Infirm Pursuit. Then came Murder on the Down Low. Then came Buying Time, Attorney-Client Privilege, and then Anybody's Daughter, which was the last one, which came out in 2013.
Wow, I'm sure some of my listeners might have heard of some of those books. That's why I wanted them to kind of hear some of the titles, you know?
And if they haven't, they can go to my website and read an excerpt. So no excuse.
Excellent, excellent. We want to talk about that as well. Now, I'm very interested in Kinky Coily, but back to the mysteries for a second. How long does it take to write a good mystery novel?
It generally takes me about a year. I wish I had more time, but I work, I practice law, so it really about a year. I'm a little behind on the current one, so I'm going to be like really pushing it to get it out by next summer, but that's the goal.
That's the goal. Okay, and I understand you're a speaker as well.
Yeah, I do a lot of speaking just kind of motivational speaking, but lately I've been speaking a lot about natural hair as well as human trafficking, because anybody's daughter is about a 13-year-old kid who thinks she's befriending another 13-year-old boy on Facebook. And when she goes, sneaks off to meet him, she's pulled into the world of child sex trafficking. And that is happening a lot in our communities. And I'm really proud that the book was recognized by the Image Award Committee, and proud that it's getting a lot of publicity, because I think that our parents, in particular, need to understand what's going on out there, because these gangs and predators are targeting our children. I tell people, if you have the internet in your home, the predator has access to your child in your child's bedroom. So you need to know what your kids are doing online, because they're using tools like Facebook primarily to reach our children.
Unbelievable. So they're using social media against us.
Absolutely.
Back to Kinky Coily. Now, I've noticed a significant number of women giving up the perm and starting to go natural. And what was the reason for you going natural?
You know, I had experienced really significant hair damage from a relaxer, and didn't really know what I was going to do with my hair besides hide it under a weave or a wig, and happened to meet a friend of mine who was on a natural hair journey. And I saw her hair, and it was beautiful, and I asked her what she was doing. And she turned me on to all these YouTube bloggers who were really taking charge of their hair. And I started just getting my education on YouTube and learning about my hair. And now through Kinky Coily, a natural hair resource guide, I am trying to educate other women, because we don't understand our hair. We don't know that our hair is naturally curly. It's just all a matter of finding out the right product that will help us define our curls. In fact, our hairdressers don't even know the true nature of our hair. So it's been a real journey for me, and I'm out to spread the word.
That's great. That's great. But how long have you been natural?
I've been natural since October of 2011. That was when I did my big chop.
Huh. 2000, your big chop.
My big chop. When I cut it all off and say, I'm starting over again, grow out my natural hair.
Wow. And I believe you can see pictures of the transition on YouTube, correct?
Yes, you can. My YouTube handle is Kinky Coily Pamela. And my pictures are quite dramatic. I was toe up from the floor up.
Toe up from the floor up. Oh my goodness. Now, when you did make that transition, how were you accepted at work? Did they look at you like, hey, what did you do?
You know, people were really complimentary, but I cut it off and really wore my hair in a really short cut. And, you know, people were positive about it.
Excellent, excellent. Nothing like that support that we get, right?
When
you do things like this. Now, but why did you write Kinky Coily?
Because when I started my natural hair journey, it was just like getting on YouTube and luck of the draw about who I'd find and what information I'd run across on the internet or YouTube. And I wanted to point somebody else who's starting out, who are the best bloggers? What are the best products? Who are the, you know, what website should I go to? And so my book is really a collection of resources for somebody who's going natural. For instance, there's a great book about our hair called The Science of Black Hair. It is actually the Bible. It's by Audrey Davis Savafi. I'm messing up her name, but just put in The Science of Black Hair on YouTube, and I'm sure you can find the book. There's so much that we don't know about our hair. I mean, for instance, you know, and there's a connection between food and hair. Healthy eating leads to healthy hair. I mean, and there's so many connections. I mean, a lot of, you know, we talk about over 40% of black women are overweight. And you will ask a lot of black women why I don't work out. Well, they don't want to sweat their hair back. It's the hair.
Exactly.
The hair is an issue. So, I mean, having natural hair is so freeing. I have no excuse about getting my hair together now that I'm natural. And another greater concern is there was 3 out of 4 African-American women have suffered from uterine fibroids. I was one of them. I've had fibroid surgery twice. If you line up 10 women, eight or nine of those women will have had an issue with fibroids. And there was a study in 2012 by the Boston University that linked relaxers, hair relaxers, to the increase in fibroids among African-American women. Most women don't know that. You Google Boston University and fibroids, you can take a look at that study online.
Unbelievable. Now, that's going to be quite that's going to be an eye-opener for a lot of my listeners listening into this program. It's going to cause them to think about what they're putting in their hair.
Absolutely.
Unbelievable. Give me a list of benefits, though.
Benefits are really just sort of self-esteem and empowerment. I mean, I love my hair. I mean, I love the flexibility. I mean, we can wear our hair straight. We can wear our hair natural. We can wear our hair curly. And we have so many more options. One, another benefit is that my hair is growing like weed. You can look at the cover of Kinky Coily and see my hair. And you look at my hair today, it's much longer. I can work out and not worry about it. I'm always getting compliments about it. I mean, I'm in love with my hair. And I think I have a greater self-esteem as a result of that, because I love it. I mean, a lot of women complain about, oh, it just takes too much work to do natural hair. I don't know. I'm worth it. So that's just my attitude. I'm worth the time.
Exactly. And when you say it's healthier, to me, that trumps it all. And I would guess that it's probably cheaper than trying to go get it permed every 2 weeks, whatever it is.
Ooh, I forgot about that. I mean, the hair, the money and time. Because, you know, I used to drive, I hate to say it, but an hour one way to get my hair done. Then you're going to be there 2 or 3 hours. So think about the Saturday mornings, that, and the perms and the weaves. I'm saving hundreds of dollars a month.
A month? Really?
A month. You think about gas, think about time, think about a perm, think about are those who are getting a weave.
Yes.
I'm in L.A., so they're spending up an average of $300 on up.
That's interesting. So that tells me that if you are trying to save money or trying to help make your money go further today, it makes sense to go natural.
In my opinion, it absolutely does. I've definitely saved money.
So there's also a sense of freedom attached
absolutely.
To this.
Absolutely. I was out at work the other day with a group of friends, and it started to rain, and they all like ducked for cover. And I just continued my stroll to the car, because a little rain won't hurt my hair. Matter of fact, it will help it.
That's amazing. Because again, in the fitness world, and as you touched on this earlier, women, when it comes to going into the swimming pool or working out, they would rather not, because they're so concerned about their hair.
Absolutely.
And when it comes to your health, what's more important, your hair or your health?
It really is your health. But you know, we women tend to be a little bit on the vain side, and we're on the vain side because of y'all, because we want to look good for you guys. But we're missing the mark. I mean, our health is what's most important, because we can have great hair in the grave, too.
It's time to really take a stand. I see more and more women, though, going natural, and I'm quite impressed. But what are some of the challenges that these women will face going natural?
One of the challenges is really finding the right product and style that works for you. For my hair, and I'm basically, there are different kind of hair textures, and I'm on basically a 4A or B, and texture deals with the coarseness of your hair and a lot of other things. So I have pretty coarse hair, but it's not particularly thick. But it's really finding the right product. For instance, I currently use a product called Hawaiian Silky, which I can wash my hair, put it on my hair, and my hair will, my wave pattern will come out, and I can wear my hair. That's all I do with my hair. Somebody else, that product may not work. And so what happens is, I tell a girlfriend at work, girl, use this product, it worked for me. And she goes home and doesn't work for her because of her hair texture. But she may throw in the towel rather than continuing to do some research. Because I've tried a lot of products that didn't work. But I'm now kind of hit my stride with that whole thing. And I'm definitely a product junkie. I see a new product, I'm going to buy it just to try it out. And I got like a closet full of products that didn't work. But what I'm a member of some meetup groups that discuss natural hair, and what they like to do is have product exchanges. So you come, you bring a product that didn't work for you, and you exchange it with another product that somebody else used that didn't work for them.
Some of my listeners want me to ask you this question, and speaking of products, the question is, since the black hair care business generates millions of dollars for beauty companies, we see a trend where most products or more products are being labeled natural, kinky, coiled, etc. Do you think most beauty companies are just jumping on the bandwagon, or are they really taking the time to find the products to assist the back to natural movement?
I think it's a little of both. I think money's going to always drive things, but if it's got to be a good product or we're not going to come back to it. And I'm saying, I mean, Pantene now has a natural hair care line. I mean, all the, it's amazing. They're all, it's great. It's giving us more flexibility, but it's all about money because more and more women are going natural. I was in Houston 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the airport, all I'm seeing is natural women. I was in Birmingham, Alabama 3 weeks before that. And all I'm seeing are natural women. So beauty, the care companies are noticing and they're trying to service us. And I think it's wonderful.
I think so too. That's awesome. So they, obviously they see a market for this. So they're jumping on the bandwagon.
Absolutely. Because, you know, black women will spend some money trying to look good. Huh. You know what? We may not do a lot of stuff we won't do, but we are going to spend some money on our hair and try to look good. That's a reality.
That's a reality. And that's why I think the hair care business is booming even in economically distressed times.
Absolutely. And also what suffering is over the last, I think, 5 years, the last study I said, relaxer sales are down by over 50%.
Is that right?
That is correct. Isn't that amazing?
That
because
is.
Women are moving away from it. And then that Boston study, I think, also had an impact. It didn't get widely publicized. But to the extent it did, I think it's having an impact. You look at magazines like Essence and, other magazines, you're beginning to see more natural women in those magazines. And watch television. If you watch television and you're going to notice this going forward, you're going to watch TV commercials. And I guarantee you 75 to 80% of the African-American women you are seeing in television commercials are going to be natural. Pay attention the next time you're watching a couple hours of TV. Yeah. You are, whether it's children or adults, you're going to see more and more women. I'm seeing it. It's like I think it just makes me feel good all over when I do.
I know for a fact that I'm seeing more women in the network in which I, frequent who are actually going natural. And they're proud of it.
Absolutely.
Quite proud of it. Now, would you say that eating healthy has an effect on your hair and how?
Absolutely. One thing too that impacts it is foods that are rich in protein help the hair shaft, and so there are studies and articles that talk about great foods for protein and for healthy hair. One of them is salmon. One of the other, eggs, walnuts, sweet potatoes. I could go on and on. But particularly also too for hair growth, like vitamins like biotin. So a healthy diet and lifestyle changes, less stress. A lot of people have hair loss because of stress.
Exactly.
So definitely a healthy lifestyle and healthy hair, I mean, a healthy diet are going to go toward an increased healthy
Okay,
hair.
So if you've been perming your hair for years and you're stressed, that's like a double whammy.
Absolutely. And then you probably also had fibroids somewhere along the line over that.
It is an eye-opener now. And I know when people hear what you have to say about that Boston study and fibroids, that's going to wake some people up,
I hope it does. I hope it does. Like, I've had two bouts with fibroids, and I didn't know. I only read about this study for the first time about 6 months ago, and it came out in 2012. And they studied, they followed 23,000 African-American women. So it was a very significant study.
What people need to hear that. Oh, my goodness. Now, what's your diet like, Pamela?
My diet needs to be better, but it is primarily, I do a lot of protein. Healthy foods, fruits and vegetables when I can. I travel so much, so sometimes it's not always easy to do that. But I'm a big fish and chicken eater, and I do indulge in my desserts every now and then. But what I'm trying to do now, and it's hard as heck, is eliminate sugar from my diet, just because it's such an addictive killer. But I am going to have some cheesecake tonight. I'm going to a friend's birthday party. But otherwise today, that will be the only sugar I have today. So I'm trying.
Because we always talk about sugar here and how addictive it is and how it affects your brain like cocaine. So now I know you also created an opportunity for some of my lucky listeners to get a free copy of your book, Kinky Corley. Explain that.
Absolutely. I'd like to invite any listener who's listening, male or female, to... Email me via my website, PamelaSamuelsYoung@gmail.com. Excuse me, no, go to www.PamelaSamuelsYoung.com. And in the on the contact page, email me and say, I want to win the book. And I'll take all those emails, and in 3 days from the posting of this interview, I will pick at random 10 of those people, and I'll send them a copy of Kinky Coily, a Natural Hair Resource Guide.
Okay, great. What I'll do is I'll post that information as well when I put it up on the website.
Great.
Okay, so that all this will know, because I'm sure they'd like to get a free copy of that, of the book, if possible. Now, how long did it take for you to write Kinky Coily?
It took me about 9 months.
Really?
To write it. And a lot of it is, I mean, let me think about some of the sections. For instance, opening the book right now, one section is getting started. I tell you, what is natural hair? What about transitioning? A lot of people who have either straight hair or relaxed hair, they have to transition to natural hair. Even if you don't have a relaxer and you have been straightening your hair with a flat iron for years, it's possible that you've damaged the hair shaft and come from that heat. And so in this natural state, you won't see your curl pattern. So or maybe you have bad split ends. That has to be cut out. So you have to examine what that transitioning process is. And one of the things I talk about is having a new mindset. You know, we have this negative mindset about what our hair is and isn't. And I think you have to be patient, and you have to have the time and make the commitment to wanting to go natural. Okay. I also have a section about, you know, the natural hair lingo. There's a lot of language like co-wash, pre-poo. Co-washing is washing your hair with shampoo. I mean, excuse me, washing your hair with conditioner. I currently only co-wash. I do not put shampoo in my hair because shampoo has sulfates. And sulfates are the same chemicals used in detergent. And obviously, I wouldn't want to put anything as harsh as detergent on my hair.
Yes.
So you'll see a lot of the companies now, the cosmetic companies, are making sulfate-free shampoo. And sulfates are particularly a problem for African-American women because they're very drying. Our hair is coarse, and so putting anything dry on is going to make it more brittle. But even though our hair is coarse, it's fragile, and it breaks easily. So if you're not caring for your hair the right way, it can be damaged. And I'm excited. I mean, the natural hair movement is really making some changes in the cosmetology world, because a few states, I think New York and I think Texas is one of them, will give you a cosmetology license solely for natural hair.
And oh, really?
It's a reduced hours requirement, because right now most states in their cosmetology schools, they're not teaching about natural hair. So as soon as California does it, I will get me a cosmetology license for natural hair. I don't plan to ever do hair, but I just want I want the knowledge.
Yes.
Want the knowledge.
But I'm surprised that more companies, more schools aren't jumping on natural hair, because it's becoming more, you know, prevalent.
Exactly. And what the schools are doing are teaching the techniques for hair that is not like ours. Our hair is curly. Those products and all the heat. Next to relaxers, one of the most damaging things for our hair is heat. Applying that heat and that hot straightening comb to our hair is just damaging the hair follicle, damaging the hair shaft. Our hair is taking away the natural texture. And you know, it's amazing. I have a couple of girlfriends at work. One's Iranian, one's Hispanic. And they have naturally curly hair. And I happened to see one of them in the restroom, and her hair was straight. And I was like, what did you do? Why did you straighten? She got a Brazilian blowout. Why did you straighten your hair? And she was so curly. It was beautiful. And she's like, oh, it's too much work. And I'm like, what do you mean? And you just don't wake up and it's not curly? She's like, no, I have to put product in it. I'm like, huh. So really? I had a conversation with my Latina friend. It's the same thing. And I said, and our hair is the same. I said, well, if you don't put product in it, what does it look like? She says, it looks like a big cotton ball. And we don't recognize that our hair is the same exact way, that we just need to add product in it to bring out our curls. I have a video on YouTube under Kinky Coily Pamela of like how to determine your curl pattern. Just take a section of your hair, put some gel on it, and you will see your hair. You're going to see a wave and curl pattern come into play. Not if you have a relaxer, but if your hair in its natural state. So there's so much for us to learn about our hair, and I'm so excited to be part of this educational process for as many women as I can reach.
Well, I think it's awesome what you're doing. So when you're speaking across the country, this is primarily what you're talking about.
Absolutely.
Huh. So where are some of the places that you've been speaking, some of the tours that you've taken?
Most recently, I did the Nappy Wood Conference, which is was here in L.A. It was fun. It was really a natural hair conference. I love the title, Nappy Wood.
Yeah.
And I was on a panel of cosmetologists and industry professionals talking about the natural hair movement. And I was invited to an event in Florida, but I just couldn't, my schedule didn't work out. But more and more women are just embracing this, and there are more conferences, and it's just exciting.
I have an associate here in New York. She's actually putting on an event. I think it's the second one, the second annual. I forget the name of it, but it's about natural hair.
Exactly. And the sisters will turn out to hear about hair. Because that place, Nappy Wood, the conference here, it was like packed. It was like room, shoulder to shoulder. Packed.
Really?
Absolutely. Huh.
So you're on to something there. Now, how about the book, Kinky Coralie? Has it been well received?
Yes, it has. It has. And I'm just really excited. People have read it and called me and said, oh, my God, I tried some of the things, and I didn't know this about my hair. I had no idea my hair had a curl pattern. I mean, it's really been exciting.
It's amazing. Unbeknownst to you, this is a road that you need to be on.
Absolutely.
You know, you're helping people all over the country now. Now, is the book also an ebook or just a hard copy?
It is an ebook, yes.
Oh, it is. What's the cost? What's the price?
I think the ebook is $7.99, if I'm not mistaken, and I think it's $14.99 for the
book. Wow, definitely affordable, very very inexpensive. Do you also have it available on Amazon?
Yes, it is on Amazon.
You do. Okay. Now, how can my readers follow you, stay in touch with you, see what Pamela Samuels Young is up to?
You can follow me via my website, PamelaSamuelsYoung.com. And you'll love my YouTube videos, Kinky Coralie Pamela on YouTube. And I'll be putting up a few more within the last few months. I recently posted one that's getting a lot of views, and it's called How I Grew Back My Thinning Edges, because on the sides of my hair were like bald, basically. And I do a short video on the products I use to do that, which was organic root stimulator, temple balm, and rosemary oil. And I show you before and after pictures of my my temples, how they were just bald from the perm and from just overall heat damage.
I think that's all the questions that we have over here. Now, is there anything else you want to tell my listeners?
You know, I really would encourage women to just give some thought to going natural. And if you are determined that you don't want to do it, please, please begin to educate your daughters and granddaughters. There is no reason for to have another generation of children growing up who don't understand their hair. I have a couple of friends whose granddaughters, their mothers made sure they never put a straightening comb anywhere near their hair, and they have hair down their backs.
Really?
And we women think our hair won't grow. That is not the case. I mean, just think about all the people you know with dreads whose hair is down their back. And
yes,
we have the potential to grow long hair and to grow long, healthy hair. So I say go for it. Embrace the natural you.
That's it. And be who you are.
Absolutely.
Not what someone else wants you to be.
Absolutely.
Well, Pamela Samuels Young, thank you so much for being on 6 Weeks to Fitness. We really appreciate you being on the program and explaining why you went natural. And I think more women are going to go natural because of what you're telling them. Thank you so much for your time. And we look forward to having you on again at some point and also following you on your YouTube channel. And do you have what about Twitter? Do you give a Twitter handle?
I am on Twitter. I'm on Twitter and Facebook as Kinky Coralie Pamela. So look me up.
Excellent, excellent. And to my listeners, thank you so much for joining in for another exciting episode. And we will talk to you again. Take care. Bye-bye.